Packers.
The interviewer,
George, this is for Where the Action Is, the Dick Clark program.
Where the Action Is.
Dick Clark was going to be here in person today, but unfortunately he wasn't able to attend. So we'll just get a few questions. I'll later dub my voice
right over here to the left. Yeah, okay.
Right. First of all, could you give us some ideas what you like to do in the spare time? When you get any time, what do you like to do?
Just relax. Nothing more. Play music and relax and eat.
What type of music do you prefer?
Sort of honky-tonk and country and western and Congo rhythms.
Out of all the country and western American stars, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, Buddy Holly. He's pretty good.
What do you think of the number one country and western singer in this country, Buck Owens?
Oh yeah, Ringo likes him a lot, yeah. Dick Clark.
Out of all the sections of the country you've been in, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I like California, naturally, because it's nice and sunny and hot and swimming pool. Very nice.
What about the girls here in Los Angeles? Do you think that they're a little bit different or possibly from other sections of the country?
I haven't seen any girls in Los Angeles, only at a distance.
If you had a night off tonight and had an opportunity to go anywhere you would like to go here in Los Angeles, where do you think you would attend?
I don't know. I think I'd go to Hollywood Bowl.
Out of all the American entertainers, if you had a favorite, who would you like to see tonight if it were possible at the Hollywood Bowl?
Len Barry.
Thank you very much.
That's fine. Yeah.
Is that the name of a group? The Worthy Action Is?
No, Dick Clark's Where the Action Is.
Oh, I
think
ABC like
program.
Worthy, like worthy of something.
No.
The Worthy Action Is.
Can I get just a few questions?
Oh, yes, certainly.
What time of day do you prefer to write your tunes?
What time of day?
Yes.
It's certainly daytime, anyway, or nighttime. It's certainly something like that. Just any time, really. Any time. Right.
What about Memphis? There was some talk earlier about you possibly recording an album there. Are you ever going to record an album in the United States?
Well, if the price comes down, we might.
What's the matter with the price?
Oh, I don't know. When we went there, I forget what it was, but it was some ridiculous price they wanted us to pay to record. I don't know if it was them or it was the people who wanted the royalties or something. But it's about 1,000 times what we pay in England, you know, and we just thought, forget it, you know, Memphis sound or not, we'll get the London sound. It's easier and cheaper.
Let me ask you one more thing, and I know you must be concerned about the rumors, Paul, that were going around about the marriage. There was quite a bit of rumor about it supposedly happening here in Seattle. What can you say about it?
I can say I'm not concerned in the least, man, really. I mean, I've never been so unconcerned. Because this is about the third year I've had this one. You know, and I mean, the first year I used to try and put people straight and say, I'm not married, you know, and all that business. But now, I mean, I just forget it, you know. I don't care if people think I'm like, you know, I've got 10 wives and divorced them all, you know. I'm not married.
What I was referring to was Seattle, here specifically. There had been a very definite rumor about it happening tonight. We had had reports that Jane was flying in and a honeymoon suite was rented and everything, and I guess they were very grossly exaggerated. Did you hear anything about it prior to coming?
I mean, how can you exaggerate something that is never there? It's just not even there to be exaggerated on. It was just made up completely, but that's an occupational hazard with us. People just make things up about us.
George, I don't know if you'll remember, but I'm one of the disc jockeys that called you last year on your birthday.
Did you?
In London, and you were in a recording session. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was not last year, was it?
This year, I'm sorry, in February this year.
Yeah, that's right, hello.
You were in a recording session, and you couldn't hear us, and the connection was bad, and...
Yeah, that's right. Usually is at a recording session.
What
connections?
What were you recording in that session?
Oh, I've no idea at all. It must have been Revolver.
Was it Revolver?
No, not Revolver. It must have been Rubber Soul, was it?
No, probably Yesterday and Today.
Well, Yesterday and Today wasn't. We never actually recorded that.
Just a combination of singles. And
this is Rubber Soul, Revolver, and all the old ones stuck together on an album.
Still have the supermarket?
Well, we don't have it. I don't have it.
You own it, though, right?
Well, we bought it, but it's this other fellow who's running it, and sort of it's for him, you know. It's nothing to do with us, really.
It's always nice to talk to a fellow Pisces. My birthday's February 26th, the day after yours, and it's, I often wondered if the same things will happen to me, you know, that have happened to you in your lifetime. Did you ever believe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that this was going to happen this way?
No, I never, just never thought about it. You know, we never expected anything, really. And so, it's just magic. It just happened.
How much writing are you doing now? I notice you have a couple of cuts on the Revolver album. Are you devoting a little more time to your writing?
Not really, no. I'd like to write more, but I probably won't do any more writing until we need another album, and then I'll start writing then. But I may write more after this tour. I don't know. It depends. But you don't get round to picking up your guitar once you're off stage when you're on a tour, because it's travelling. Now, there's not much time to sit and relax, so you don't tend to write many songs touring.
Ideas for songs must come at like 3 in the morning or driving down the street in a car or something. What do you do if you get an idea? I mean, if like you don't have your guitar right with you at all times, you stop, write it down?
You're mad. You can't write it down, really, unless you're a musician and you can write down music notation, but you just keep it in your head. I've got a tape recorder in the car as well, so you can sort of sing onto that and then work on it when you get home.
Ringo? Yellow Submarine, who does the voices in the background, sir?
Which voices, sir?
The voices of, you know,
John
90?
Paul, the other voices besides me. All the singing is all of us. I mean, all the, you know, the happy and your...
Right, right. I'm talking about the voices, you know, full speed ahead. Yeah.
That's John and Paul.
They're doing it all?
Myself, yes.
And yourself?
Yes.
Is that the most fun song you've sung as a Beatle?
Yeah, it was great, you know.
You think so?
It's strictly fun, yeah. I think the funniest one I've ever made. Well, it's up to you.
What do you do with your leisure time when you have it, if and when?
Well, we only have it in Britain, really. But on tour, you're talking about this tour or when I'm home?
No, when you're home and when you have an hour's free time with nothing to do.
An hour's free time? You can't do... Well, I just sit around, play records, watch TV, do anything, walk in the garden, you know, feed the dogs. I just do anything, read the papers, you know.
Do you read very much?
Well, it depends. I do it in phases, you know. I'll have a phase for about 3 months where I won't stop. Then I'll lose a book. And then I'll, you know, just stop like that for a couple of months and then start again. It's just up and down like that. It's never steady, never constant, you know.
Have you found the fans on this tour to be less responsive than ever before on the previous two American tours?
No. They only... place they've ever, there's less responses at airports and places like that because, well, I hope because they're wise enough, you know, because they never see us at airports or outside of places anymore because the police is, because they used to all be there, the police are so busy getting us in and they're still getting us in now and people aren't there really, you know, there's never that many.
Let me ask you about
because they've wised up actually that bit and I think it's great.
Let me ask you about the incident in the Philippines.
Yeah?
If I may. What happened?
You can ask me what you like. Well, I don't know, you know. That's still a mystery to me. Just that we never heard, you know, we had an invitation to go to this luncheon or something and we didn't hear about it. And everybody else arrived and there was a TV station there filming everything, which they shouldn't have been doing anyway, so that was like a cheat. And, you know, then they just showed a half-hour show of everyone waiting around and we didn't arrive, so, you know, we looked terrible. You know, it didn't look terrible, the show, but it was nothing to do with us. We didn't know anything about it. Then we got to the airport and people started shouting and pushing us around, you know. And I didn't get kicked or anything like I read in a paper. I just got pushed around with everyone else. Alf is the only one who really, he's our road manager, who really got injured, you know, he had a bad back and everything.
I've read both of your books. Are you planning on doing something else in the near future?
Well, I am writing, so I suppose I'll make it into a book.
Regards to songwriting, have you ever attempted to, or would you attempt to write anything on your own without Paul or with another writer?
Well, I've written many things without Paul before, you know, for years. We've always written together and separately. Another writer I don't need, you know. Well, George, maybe, I'd write with him.
What do you do when you get an idea for a song if you're driving down the street? You don't have your guitar with you at all times, or...
If I'm driving down the street, I can't afford to have ideas for songs. I've got to concentrate on driving. Do you mean if it comes... Like sometimes they come on the way home from somewhere or something. So I just sort of try and keep the bit in my head all the way home while people are talking. I'm going, trying to remember it.
I guess the most asked question of you on this tour had to be the Datebook magazine quote. I'm not going to go into that because I know you've heard plenty about it.
Plenty, you know. There's only a few answers or reasons I can give, and I've given them so many times.
I think it's a shame that you were quoted out of context like you were, and the idea wasn't presented as you had said it. I read the article myself about 7 times, and it makes sense when you read the article.
It does a bit more, you know. Even I doubted how much sense the whole article meant, because I'd forgotten it was that unimportant, you know. It had been and gone. So I had to reread the whole article to make sure I wasn't, you know, I hadn't said anything I didn't mean, you know, properly. I mean, that I'd got lost.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back home?
Probably, I might kiss the wife when I get in, and then go to...
Okay, can we have the first question, please?
John, could you please tell me something about your new movie, How to Win the War?
Pardon? Will you tell us something about your new movie? Oh, I don't know anything about it except for a minute, and it's about the last World War.
I'd like to address a question to Paul McCartney. Would you confirm or deny the report of your marriage to Jane Asher in Seattle this evening?
Tonight, yeah.
What time and where?
Tonight, I can't tell you that now, can I? I couldn't tell you.
That's a secret. We don't know what people were, do we?
You are confirming the report?
No, I'm not really. It's a joke. Who started this? Anyone know? Does anyone know? I just got in today and found out I was getting married tonight. No, she is not coming in tonight, as far as I know.
And if she does, we are going out tonight anyway, so we miss her.
I'd like to address this to any of the Beatles. Do you believe that you represent a different type of morality or a new type of morality than, say, a group like the Rolling Stones or the protest groups?
Are they a protest group? Since when?
No, or the protest group.
Or a protest. No, we don't. We don't represent anything like that. It's the circle that do that.
Head of protest.
Turn down day. I mean, you've heard that one, haven't you?
I'd like to ask John Lennon a question, and I hope I get a chance to ask him a second one. This is sort of double-barreled. I'd like to know your motivation in this. Money, I'd like to think it's enjoyment, and I'd like to think you're having as much fun as you seem to be when you're doing it.
Well, when I look as though I'm having fun, I am.
What?
You know, when I'm not usually. So
do I get another chance? One more chance? I had this little prediction that in 25 years you're going to be a great writer. I'd like to talk to you about it sometime.
Well, I mean, when
many
I see you in 25 years, then...
I'll make a date.
Okay.
See you, Penny Lane. We'd like to address this question to anybody in the group. What about the next movie? There are a lot of stories. Nothing's confirmed. Has there been anything decided?
Nothing. Somebody gave us a good idea, so we told him to go and write it into a script. So we won't really be able to tell if we're going to make the film until we've read the script. And as he hasn't finished the script, we haven't read the script, so we won't know yet until about Christmas, maybe. But if it is a good one and we like it, it'll probably start around about January or February or March or December.
I've got 3 questions, if I can. For one, do you think that your music, the audience that your music attracts, has changed from, say, the 13 and 14-year-old group to more the college age? And if so, do you like it better that way?
I think he's probably got a bit older. I don't know how old, and it's nice.
Did you intend it that way?
No, we don't intend anything, you know.
That's
the trouble.
And also, Paul, since your rumors were denied, since you denied them, what are you doing after the show?
I don't know, marrying you, probably.
Now, how is the attendance on this tour compared to past American tours?
It's been apparently been more people at the shows than there were last time.
Do you think that
time.
The so-called adverse publicity hurt or helped in this?
We've no idea. You know, we haven't been able to tell really because we, you know, the press keeps saying, "I see it's hurt you," and our managers keep saying it hasn't. So you know, who do we believe?
John and Paul, I'd like to know if all the songs that are said to be written by Lennon and McCartney are always written by both of you, or do you ever do one all by yourself?
No, we do them separately and together.
Your music used to be mostly composed of guitar backgrounds, and recently you've come around to strings and harpsichords and a lot of weird things like that. Is there any purpose in this evolution?
No.
just to use something else besides guitars.
And because those things aren't necessary, it's not necessarily sort of coming round to them, you know, like sort of giving in to them. It's finding them again.
As program director of radio station C-Fun in Vancouver, I had assigned one of my DJs to cover this 1966 press conference in Seattle. I selected a giant of a man called John Tanner, who stood 6 foot and then some in his stocking feet. Now, during those C-Fun days, we referred to him on the air as Jolly John. For this particular press conference, he dressed his tall frame in a jolly green giant costume, complete with Robin Hood booties. Imagine, if you will, the Beatles' reaction to this strange, looming figure.
I don't know if there's a jolly green giant in England, fellows, but I come with good wishes from Vancouver in Canada. You played there a short while ago, and we were wondering whether all the fans here had a number of questions for me to ask you. One, are you coming back to Vancouver?
Maybe. Brian decides where we go, you know, so maybe.
All the people in Vancouver wanted to wish John a happy 4th anniversary a few days ago, John.
Well, you thank him, Jolly Green Giant.
And a question, George, where do you get your sitars? A friend of mine plays guitar. He wants to play a sitar as well.
Where
as
do either. I get them, or where do,
where do you get
generally
them?
Get
where
them?
Can people generally get a sitar?
India.
In India. I hear that you're the world's greatest sitar player. One word for Ringo. Ringo, I like to wish people happy birthdays. My birthday and your fan club president in Vancouver is on August the 4th, which is Maureen's birthday. And we just, you know, like to tell you that we have a big cake for Maureen. And, of course, the Queen Mother's birthday is on that day also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Paul, before you said that you have, there are some songs you have to write. Could you explain what you mean by have to write?
No, I just said, see, I just said that in passing. I just meant that there was an LP due. And when an LP is due, we write songs, you know. We do it like that more than write all the time. We don't write all the time, we write more to order. You know, if we've got 14 tracks to fill, then we've got 14 songs to write, that's what I meant.
Seattle, Washington, 1966.
I'm not going to ask you the question everybody's been asking you, but if you'd like to make a comment for our WTRY listeners, we'd like to have it.
Well, I mean, I think now it's up to everybody to work out themselves, you know.
We can work it out.
You know, they know the truth when the other ones let them off.
Well, that's the way we think, too, at WTRY. That's too much. What are your plans for your motion picture you have coming up? What's it called? How I Won the War?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm not exactly put it myself. I'll just go home and then stay home for 3 days and then start filming. That's all I know.
Things are going to be filmed at
Germany for 3 weeks and Spain for 7 of them.
How did you decide to go by yourself to do a picture?
Because he just asked me on the phone one afternoon. I just said yes, and that was all there was to it.
Your writing has seemed to be cool for a little bit, to use a slang expression. Do you have any plans?
It's just I didn't feel like bringing books out like records every 6 months, you know. I want to think about it a bit more.
Have you any plans for writing another book?
Well, I've got lots of bits on scraps of paper. I don't know whether I'll use them or what they are, you know. I'll just have to relook at them and start again.
On behalf of our WTRY listeners, once again, a belated happy anniversary to you, Sam.
Thank you very much on behalf of the BBC and me.
One question I want to ask, John. When you're on stage and you have to see all these signs in these stadiums, so do you read any of them?
I read them all the time. It's open. Yeah, it's great seeing the signs.
Well, that's good. We were just wondering about it. Thank you very much, John.
It's a pleasure to see
you. This is John Lennon of the Beatles. Thanks for listening.
Hello. Yes, technical. Doodle doodle. Looks like a cover of Revolver or part of it anyway.
Yeah, it's just a little thing I picked up from Klaus Voormann, you know.
Since the last time we've seen you, which was at the Odeon Hammersmith Theatre in London, George, got married.
Well, that was about 20 years ago.
It is that way. Yeah. I'd like to say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A little bit belated, but anyway, yeah. It's all there.
Well, belated, you'll never.
Would you tell us, was it your idea to put those things in backwards on your latest song?
No, I don't know. I can't remember. There's so much happening on Revolver, because the original language, John took a half-finished tape of Jane back home to listen to it and hear if he could, what it needed. So he played it, and he put it on backwards, and he came out backwards, and it sounded wanted Morris, you see, so he just mentioned it casually the next day, so we played it all back up and just knocked us out, so we just thought of it then. Colin actually remember he suggested it. It's just a matter of, you know, lots of things, different things that happened led to it.
We noticed that you've been getting a lot more of your songs on some of the releases. It's getting a bit cockier nowadays.
Well, how are you?
Fine.
Pretty wild things have happened. You've gotten married, you have a baby.
Yes, I've got a nice wife and a great baby.
How's that going?
He's great, you know, he's walking now and he's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's breaking all the aspirations and things.
How old is he exactly now?
Just over 11 months.
I know, you're a proud father. You
know exactly. Sitting watching for hours, you know, it's great.
He goes right up. How much does he weigh now?
No idea. He won't sit on the stairs anymore, you know, just he's trying to get off, so we don't really know.
You look a little bit tired.
Well, I shouldn't do.
Oh, I can't understand it. 3 weeks of touring?
Well, we've had a couple of days off, you know, and you say get refreshed. Well, you know, looking tired doesn't make you feel tired.
Did you hear about the rumor in Seattle that Jane Asher was supposed to come in and
Yeah, well, you just don't believe in things, don't you? If he was going to get married, is he going to get married in Seattle, you know?
That's what we were all saying,
you know. I mean, it's one of the amazing things that happened on the tour, you know.
Oh. Your yellow submarine is number one now, it's going to be DIY.
Oh, great. Someone told me it was number two before, so.
Well, it's moving up.
Yeah. Well, it's one or two, you know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway, isn't it?
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, and, you know, hello, everybody.
We hope you have a nice trip back to England.
Thank you,
and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Angel.
You can hear George as people ask him, are American fans more enthusiastic?
What do you think about all the other groups now that are growing long hair and picking up electric guitars and calling themselves everything?
It's great. Some good, right? Some of them are lousy. But even the bad ones, you know, I mean, if the whole thing's got the pop business going again, you know,
you don't think it's
exciting. No, no.
Yeah, so...